to Sean Walden, our sheriff in Monmouth County, who knows a whole lot about fighting for good government. Sean?
Thank you so much, Assemblywoman Hamlin. Ladies and gentlemen, it is great to be here in Atlantic City. Leader Bramnick, thank you so much for putting on this event, and for Atlantic City, to the mayor, for hosting this gracious event. It is a story, and a short story at that, in Monmouth County, that I want to tell you about, and you should be alarmed because it is coming your way. Monmouth County, we had one of the toughest elections against the Democratic Party, being outspent 5-1 in Monmouth County, and we repelled it. Monmouth County is strong. I'm glad to stand with Leader Bramnick and Assemblyman Dave Rybel and Assemblyman Hamlin and all the Assembly in Monmouth County to make sure that we keep Monmouth County red, not blue. Red is important, and I work with all the local chairs and the municipal chairs, and I have some great leadership in Monmouth County. Behind me, State Committee Woman Christine Hanlon and Vice Chair in Ocean Township. And I have Tony Fiore from Middletown, again, one of the key towns in Monmouth County that helped us keep it red. Two key players in the county, full of great Republicans, home to our Lieutenant Governor, Kim Gaudano. And I know we'll hear from her later this evening. But I just want to leave the message with you that we need to stand together. Events like this is great, and I know Leader Bramnick had a vision, and his vision coming true with all our fellow Republicans in the room standing together as we mount and we fight the fight and hear the stories up here to keep our counties that are red, red, and to make sure that we do away with the blue. I know we have some great candidates. I'm going to introduce one of ours in a second, our great freeholder candidates. And I saw Tom Arnone somewhere in the audience. Tommy Arnone, how you doing, buddy? So let me tell you, I'll leave you with this, and I always quote Ronald Reagan. Republicans love July 4th. Democrats love April 15th, which is upon us on tax day. Let's keep the fight, keep that in mind. God bless our Republican Party. God bless America. I'm going to introduce to you, after I make one mention, I have a special guest up here with me today, and everybody should recognize one of the best and really one of the most classy Republicans in the state of New Jersey. We have the unfortunate of her retiring as our county clerk in Monmouth County after three full terms holding the county clerk's office in Monmouth County as a Republican county clerk, and that is M. Claire French. I need everybody to give her a round of applause for her five terms of service in Monmouth County and one of the best constitutional officers everybody had the pleasure to work with. God bless you, Claire French. God bless you so much. Love you, Claire. And now I'd like to introduce my friend, and he's going to fire it up, our very own from Monmouth County. He's running for freeholder this year, and I know he'll do a good job at keeping our county red, Mr. John Curley. Freeholder Curley.
Thank you, Sheriff. My fellow Republicans, let's fire it up. Tonight is a great night. We've stopped the snow as we traveled south. Come on, let's hear it for Republicans. I've heard more action at an Irish wake. Let's fire this hall up tonight, because we are moving forward. I thank Assemblyman Bramnick. I thank Assemblywoman Hanlon for their kind invitation for being with you tonight. Monmouth County has 630,000 residents in 53 municipalities. Ladies and gentlemen, we have balanced our budget 5 years in a row. We will continue to do so. We are gathered in this hall tonight because we believe in the U.S. Constitution. We believe in smaller, less intrusive government, therefore less expensive government, keeping the money in our pockets. We have great leadership in this state, and this state will be the beacon of light throughout the nation that we will penetrate the blue. And we will bring home magnificent victories in November. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget our troops. Don't forget our troops. Godspeed to you, and God bless America.
And now, I am very honored to appoint our state chairman, the very distinguished gentleman.